Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Geek with Muscles podcast with Mike Robert, discussing science, technology, spirituality, and something else.
And hey, everybody, welcome to another edition of the Geek with Muscles podcast. And welcome to my special guest and co-host, DTH George Jett.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, how you doing, George?
I'm doing good today.
Pretty good today.
As best as I could.
Yes. Today's going to be a really interesting show because we have a couple of callers from around the world, literally. Well, from around this hemisphere. We have a caller from San Francisco, the Bay Area. We have another caller from Puerto Rico. So today's a really interesting show, George.
Oh, yeah. Tell me about it.
Yeah. So, well, it's, of course, all about Corona and how we're going crazy about Corona and COVID, which is actually called now COVID-19. So this is going to be pretty cool. Pretty cool show.
Thank you.
I think, yeah.
You should put some pants on.
You're not supposed to tell anyone that.
Yeah, but I can see
you. You're not supposed to tell anyone that. Oh, my God. I can't find my rim shot.
Where's the rim shot?
There we go.
There we go.
Okay.
All right.
Too many soundboards here. So, yeah. So we're talking about Corona and COVID-19. It's everywhere in the news right now. Everybody's talking about it. Everybody's so scared or nervous. There's cases popping up everywhere. It's in the U.S. I mean, it's spread internationally. It's right here, right now. So we're dealing with our own cases right here.
Right.
There is talk about paranoia, widespread fear, almost everywhere.
Oh, yeah. Everyone's going crazy. Everyone's going crazy in my town. Everybody's buying toilet paper like it's the last thing on earth.
What's up?
What's up
with the toilet paper thing? I have like no idea. And people are just losing their people skills.
I have people skills. I am good at dealing with people. Can't you understand that? What the hell?
Yes.
I did start an investment thing, though.
Did you really? I saw an
email from.
What are you investing in?
Butt coins. Yeah, it's toilet paper. We buy a bunch of toilet paper called butt coins.
Butt coins. Were you the one who sent me that?
I don't know.
Somebody sent me a meme with butt. Yes.
I steal all my jokes.
Oh, okay.
You discovered me.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah. So we have widespread fear. We have the other day I saw an invisible woman. No, it wasn't like that. It was this lady was in Publix, and that's our local food store here. And okay. She had sunglasses on, a mask, a hoodie, a pink hoodie, and gloves. And she just looked exactly like, you know, you've seen the Invisible Man when they dress up and they have to cover everything. Yes, she looked exactly like that. So,
wow,
pretty crazy, just totally crazy here with everything that's going on with COVID-19. A lot of hysteria. George mentioned the toilet paper thing. Seriously, I mean, that's ridiculous.
It is.
And there's some people that for coronavirus, it's extra, how do you say, extra.
Well, it is Corona extra, by the way. It is. Look at the picture. It is. It's Corona Extra and Corona Light.
But oh, okay.
I'm just saying.
No, it's just some people. George.
What?
Really? Okay, for some people, Corona is extra dangerous because these are people that are elderly or immunocompromised.
Ugh. Right.
Immunocompromised. Yes. So we're actually going to talk to a guest right now. We're going to give her a call. And this is our first. Let's go to the phones, George. How's that?
Oh. Okay, let's do it.
Right? Here we go. Okay, so we're going to the phones. We're going to talk to TJ here. I hope she answers.
Hello.
Hello, TJ?
Yes.
TJ, welcome to the Geek with Muscles podcast.
Hey, welcome, TJ.
Can you hear us okay?
Yes, I can. Let me get into another room.
Okay, sure.
Sure, you can hear the TV behind me.
Oh, I can't, but that's okay. So we're talking right now to TJ Harlow. She's a friend of mine from Facebook. And TJ has a unique condition that makes her particularly susceptible to COVID-19 and what we've been talking about. And so, TJ, do you want to explain that for us?
Sure. I was diagnosed 3 months ago with lupus.
Okay. So
that's an autoimmune disease.
Okay.
Which means my immune system is constantly trying to fight my own body.
And that makes you prone to other infections? Like, it impacts your ability to fight other infections?
Yes.
Okay. And so how is the mood over there in the Bay Area? Because you're in San Francisco, the Bay Area, which is like my favorite city in the world. How is it over there? Over here, for example, you know, people are buying up all the toilet paper, all the, you know, groceries, and people are kind of losing their people skills. We were joking about that earlier. How is it over there in the Bay Area?
In the city itself, it's almost a ghost town.
Oh, wow. Okay.
There's, you know, people are staying inside. I believe it's 13 counties in California now are under shelter in place orders.
Okay. So are you, when tell us about that. When you're in shelter in place, does that mean you can't leave your house, or what is it like?
We can leave, but only for essential purposes.
Okay.
Like going to the grocery store, doctor's appointments, things like that. And if it requires us to go outside of the county, it's where you get into gray area.
Okay. So it's not like China where people are being locked in their homes. Or I saw a video of a guy, they literally got boards and hammered in his front door so he couldn't open it. It's not anywhere like that.
No.
Okay, so that should calm a lot of people down, because there's been a lot of stuff I've seen on Facebook about people really, really concerned about, you know, things like the National Guard coming in. I don't know, George, if you've heard stuff like that, where people are thinking that, you know, the country's going to get locked down, sort of like a martial law, but more like end of days sort of like movie. George,
I've been hearing stuff like that.
I haven't heard any of that stuff, but then again, I've been trying to stay away from the news.
Okay. And that's probably a really good coping mechanism. So as someone who's immunocompromised, how are you dealing with it? Are you taking extra steps?
We're cleaning the house. We're going over everything with the Clorox wipes,
okay.
At least once a day, if not twice. There's only one person in my household who's actually going into stores and doing trips like that.
Okay.
My husband doesn't have a driver's license, so I will drive him places, but he goes in places and he wears gloves.
Oh, okay, to limit exposure.
Yeah.
Possible exposure. Okay, very cool. So you're keeping that in mind, and how about fear factor? I mean, are you terrified right now? Are you calm?
I've gotten over the panic part.
Okay.
I had a few days where everything I was doing was just consuming information about this whole thing.
Right.
And I had to put a stop to that because I can't continue to do that to myself. I on top of being immunocompromised, I have major depressive disorder.
Right.
So, and with that, for me, comes anxiety issues. So I was getting so worked up over it, and so, like, oh my gosh, what am I gonna do? Then I just like, okay, you need to go back on your news diet. You don't
right.
You don't listen to the news if it happens to be on in a room, because I live with my parents. If it happens to be on in the living room, I just travel through the room and I go.
You just keep walking.
I
yeah.
Don't have to hear it.
Wow. That's probably some good advice. I know I have shut off the news myself. The only news I do listen to is kind of like NPR, because it's sort of relaxing for me. George, you're pretty much a news junkie too, though.
Yeah, I am.
And have you been reducing your news intake, or?
Yeah, I go back and forth. I mean, I just go and check out and see what else, all the new stuff that they're, you know, playing. But
for the most part, you're.
I stay away a little bit.
You stay away. Yeah, that seems like a really good coping mechanism. Is there anything you'd like us to know, TJ, that would benefit us as far over here on the East Coast?
The only thing that really concerns me is people who aren't concerned. Okay. About it, and who continue to go outside,
right?
And they're up close, and you know, they're touching people in public and this you know, those sorts of behaviors are the things that are going to get people like me sick.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. And I'm glad you brought that up because we've been experiencing the same thing in Miami-Dade County. And George, I actually don't know. Did you know that tonight at 9 p.m., all non-essential businesses in Miami-Dade County are closing?
Wow.
Tonight at 9.
Did you
know that, George?
No, I did not.
Okay, so like if you want to get your hair done tomorrow, no, they'll be closed. The only things that will not be closed starting tonight at 9 p.m. and going through the foreseeable future, I don't know if they have an end date, are doctor's offices, pharmacies, pet stores, grocery stores, banks, stuff like that, George. George is cutting his hair with imaginary scissors. But anyway, George is bald, so he doesn't need...
You're telling everybody that?
So today at 9 p.m. is our... all non-essential businesses in Miami-Dade County will be closing. To address that very issue that TJ just brought up, is that people aren't paying attention. They're not.
Yeah, it's good to stay home and keep away from people. And if you have your immune system is low, you have to keep away from people. I mean, that's all common sense to everybody. But there's some crazy people out there that are still walking around, and who knows what they're doing.
Yeah, no, they're definitely.
So I'm glad they stopped everything at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, no, me too. Well, TJ, thank you so much for being on our show, and. You are officially the first caller ever on the Geek with Muscles podcast.
Oh, yes.
Yay. So thank you for that.
Thank you so much.
No,
as a matter of fact, TJ, if you call next month or next week, you'll be a returning champion.
Yeah. Yes, that's how it works.
Yeah. That's how it works here.
Well, TJ, thank you so much once again, okay?
Stay safe, TJ. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Stay safe. Take care. Wow, that was really interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's got a lot to deal with because she has anxiety issues.
Yeah, because, if her husband is going to drive she's going to drive him, then, the clothes, he can rub up against somebody by mistake. Yeah, so the clothes needs to come off. And then, they're in quarantine in their own house,
No, absolutely.
Because of that, they have to be cleaning and all that.
No, it's wow. It's really something to think about.
I'm sure.
I'm really glad TJ brought up though the whole entire. Okay, they're on an essential sort of shelter, stay put in shelter or cover in shelter, and a lot of people online are like, no, you got to buy all the food you can because they won't let you out. And there's a lot of, and that brings us to some of our things that we wanted to talk about is conspiracy theories.
Mm-hmm.
Some people got some serious conspiracy theories about this virus. I mean,
there's a lot.
It's crazy. I heard I think the most popular one is the weaponized.
Right.
That this is weaponized.
You're fired.
Yeah. It's not weaponized. I heard a scientist, and I think he's from the University of Michigan, if I'm not mistaken, and he was talking about how you can't weaponize something like this. It's too perfect. It's like Mother Nature does such a better job at weaponizing this sort of thing than we ever would. Mm-hmm. So definitely done really amazing the way that this virus, the level of how contagious it is and all sorts of things like that.
Right.
Just pretty crazy. Pretty crazy.
Hey, I'm glad they haven't said it's airborne.
Right. Well, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Because then we're really screwed.
The only thing that you have to worry about now is when people are like coughing on you or sneezing.
You better shut your mouth before I shut it for you.
And that's how I feel.
That's right.
That's how
keep
I feel.
Away you.
I was at Publix yesterday and this lady took off her mask to sneeze.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Took off her mask to sneeze and she looked like hell. You could tell she was ill. She's like with the mask and her eyes are all watery. Her face is beet red. And then she takes it off. And go, and just like wet sneeze everywhere.
Yeah.
It was horrible.
Sure. It's funny because before Corona, I used to cough to cover a fart. Now I just have to fart to cover a cough.
George, really?
Just adding a little joke.
George, yeah. Totally, like, I'm like, okay. Like,
out of the blue.
There.
I knew it was coming.
There. Yeah, absolutely. So, guess where I was?
Where? Where were you?
I was on a cruise ship.
Wow, man.
No, wrong move.
You know what? I was actually worried about you because I saw that and I'm like, yes. So, Mike, are you crazy?
This
was right at the beginning of this whole thing.
This was at the beginning.
Right.
And this is kind of the deal. We weren't concerned about getting the virus ourselves because we're avid cruisers. I've been on 19 cruises. This was number 19 for me. So when we go on.
So you have the virus already.
No.
You have an immune system to it already. You're like, no. Hey, I don't care.
No. I don't have. The thing is that we're used to the precautions that you would take with Corona. We're right. Actually used to doing that already when we're on vacation. We don't touch our face. We go into our stateroom and we bring bleach wipes with us and we wipe down the entire stateroom.
Wow. Okay.
You go into this sort of mode. If you've been on a lot of cruises, you know that there's a lot of germs everywhere. So that's right. Not what we were concerned about. What we were concerned about was the ship getting quarantined as a whole. Now, we did have one person quarantined on our deck with a security guard posted 24 hours a day. That had nothing to do with Corona. That had to do with... I don't know if I should have put that. That had to do with Norwalk virus. When people have the gastrointestinal issue, they will report that they have excessive diarrhea because, you know, it's coming out both ends, literally, when you have Norwalk. Wow. And they confine you to your cabin. I've actually met somebody on a previous cruise that was confined to their cabin, and they told me the whole thing about the security guard and everything. So that's it. We didn't see anybody sick. We did see Royal Caribbean taking a lot of precautions, sanitizing handrails constantly. And then we went to Puerto Rico, and I met my friend David, and David and I had to elbow bump. We couldn't even shake hands because he has a family, and we didn't want to even run the risk, any risk, to my friend David of possible exposure, you know, because of being on a cruise. And we really kind of thought that, like I said, this was towards the beginning, so we weren't entirely concerned. When we got back, this had blown up so much worse. So much worse. In fact, when we were in Puerto Rico, I went to the CVS and I was like, oh, can I get some hand sanitizer? And they're like, oh, no, sir, I'm sorry. We have no hand sanitizer. So it was already starting to, and we're like, oh, shit, what are we? Oh. And the worst part, do you remember, George? We left at 4:30 and then at 9:30, we're back in Miami.
Right. You actually posted. We're going back.
And we thought it was.
That's when I panicked.
Yes.
That's like something's going on.
Yeah. No, we were like, and that's. And so what ended up happening is the captain had gone and made an announcement, but it was like, attention, about Miami, you know, and we're like, what did he just say? So nobody.
Attention, Captain. Attention, people. This is Captain Johnson. Yes. Currently. Flying the plane from home.
Exactly. But he made no effort to sound, I think it was the place on the ship we were at, the sound system was bad. So we didn't hear. So all of a sudden we're floating out in the middle of the Atlantic and we're stopped. Like, it's not moving. And the people next to us didn't know what was going on either. And we're on our balcony. We're like, why aren't we moving? And then we turn it on the TV where it shows our track. And we're like,
in the same spot.
Same spot. And then when we do start moving, we're headed back to Miami, like following the exact track we took.
Wow.
To leave. So we're freaking out. So then, long story short, 9:30, Miami, we didn't even do dinner. We're like looking down. We want to see the person that gets off the ship. We want to see if the people show up in hazmat suits and everything. And it wasn't. It was like a heart attack or heart event. And him and his wife got off. And, you know,
so
we wish them
the
best.
How long did it stay at the port?
Oh, not long at all. Maybe an hour at the most.
Oh, okay.
But it was so surreal. Oh, and then we're hearing like these loud explosions at the port. And it turns out they use some sort of kind of cannon to shoot ropes so the ship can attach itself.
Oh, wow.
And so, yeah, you hear these huge things that sound like almost like a gunshot. And we're like, what the?
To get the ropes up or something?
To get the ropes up. Wow. Yeah, it was really, really interesting. But other than that, the whole cruise was really, we did see some stupid things like people dropping tongs on the floor and then going to put those tongs right back on the food.
Mm.
And Royal Caribbean staff running and being like, da, da, da.
Right.
And so they were like,
charge.
Yes. And they showed up and they took the tongs out. And some people doing stupid, you know, letting kids play on a dirty floor. I never get parents that.
And the, you got the that. Kid like licking the handrail.
Yeah, exactly. Really. Yeah. So we have some new terms, George, because of all of this. We have some new terms, George.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
New term. What's your favorite new term?
Well, the social distancing, which I've been doing it for years with my wife. Social distancing is the one that's just unbelievable to me.
Yes. It's
because kids have been doing this for a long time. They distance themselves from their parents. They're just always on their phone.
I was like, I was.
Yeah, but it's true. Social distancing.
Yes.
We did that when Facebook came out.
Yeah, we did. We did start sort of.
Yeah, we started that earlier.
We did. And then it just grew. And now we're being told that's what I get. Now we're being told, hey, you have to social distance. And everyone's like, no.
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 6 feet away.
Yeah, exactly. I just want to give a shout out to the lady who was pushing her shopping cart into my ass yesterday in public. I was like, what the hell? What
are you serious?
No, I'm absolutely serious. And I'm in the line in Publix and she's got the shopping cart and she keeps pushing me. And I'm like, lady, you know,
was
and then
it the blunt part?
Was it the what?
The blunt part, the edge, or the whole like area?
It was the flat part. It was the
any specifics.
It was
hey baby.
Hey baby. How you doing there?
It was
so she was just pushing it with the cart. Now she did it more than once.
Yeah, she kept inching the cart closer and closer. And she was boxing
me in. Did you tell her something?
So what I did is I was like, okay, I'm going to show her by example. So I would look at her, like, excuse me. I didn't say excuse me, but I would like give her that stare. I'd give her that stare, and then I would. I lost my train of thought. Oh, I give her that stare, and then I would look at the lady in front of me who was like 10 feet away.
Right.
And I purposely wasn't
people
putting
don't understand that.
No.
My aunt did that to me all the time. All the time.
Yeah.
When I misbehaved. She would give me that look.
That look. Yes.
That look like.
Do it again, George.
I don't know. It's like a. Yes. Like, don't do what you're doing. You know? Like they open their eyes or something like that.
And they keep telling everybody.
You know, taking groceries out of her.
Yes.
Her cart or something.
Yes.
And then when she said, what's going on? Why are you doing that? Go, stop pushing your damn cart.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, did you get the memo?
Did you see the memo about this?
I'm serious.
Did you see the memo about this?
Seriously, people.
Wow.
I
what
don't.
What else? Have you had any other problems?
Just the toilet paper.
That was it?
Yeah, toilet paper. Mm. What? Why are people...
I don't.
What is the deal with toilet paper?
I don't know. They just go nuts.
Totally.
They go nuts.
I'm totally like, oh, come on. I just like, I don't get it. Toilet paper and then bottled water. People are buying bottled water. What do they think?
Yeah. Well, some people are also putting plywood on their windows.
Oh, shit. Really?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
I mean, what's the point?
Yeah, no, I don't get it. Now, there's some things you can do, you know, we can all do. You can actually, you know, there's no hand sanitizer anywhere.
No. None.
But you can actually look online to make your own hand sanitizer. If you have some rubbing alcohol, you can mix it with aloe gel and then some essential oil. And to get the appropriate, you know, measurements for that. Just Google it, how to make your own hand sanitizer. And you can do it yourself instead of going crazy because there's not enough Purell. And and so far there's tons of aloe gel online too. So nobody knows yet.
Right.
I guess now they do.
I made my own.
You made your own, yeah.
And yeah, you can, but I mean, I saw it on the internet. You can use like vodka. Tito's vodka.
I posted something like that, and a friend of mine who is a doctor actually said to me, "Mike, I love you, but that's fucked up shit." So she told me that you can't use vodka. It's not strong enough.
It's not strong enough. It's 40% alcohol. It's supposed to be at least 70 minimum.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah.
Minimum, which is rubbing alcohol.
Exactly.
But I had this little lube thing here.
Yeah, okay.
So I figured since it was already, you know, I just filled it up. foaming agent.
So that's so I'm assuming that is the slipperiest hand sanitizer ever.
Yeah, everything slips, you know. Yeah, but it works.
Oh, boy.
Can't use my phone for about 30 minutes.
Right? Okay, so. Oh, this is bad. Okay, so
it is a family show.
This is a family show, right?
I haven't said it. I haven't said the word today, so
I haven't. Have I? I don't think I have either.
No, you haven't.
Okay, you can make bleach sanitizer. You can go online, get the recipe for bleach sanitizer. How to? There's different grades. You can make one for food preparation, one for surfaces. So Google that. And you're looking for the one that comes from like a government sort of agency. There's one, National Health something, that'll show you how to make a...
I do have a PSA, though.
Tell me.
Public service announcement.
Yes, here we go. I want a nice intro.
I'll do it like a commercial.
Okay.
Did you put a bed music bed?
How's that?
Hi, this is Dr. Tarchus. Please, everyone... Do not use Clorox wipes in your butt. You're going to have red baboon butt. Do not do that. Thank you.
That's so true.
It's true. People are using Clorox wipes.
Toilet
paper.
Okay.
What's wrong with this?
I did something stupid on the cruise ship. I touched my face.
Oh.
And I was like, I got germs on my face. And there's Purell all over the ship. And went and I got Purell, like a ton of it. I put it all over my face. And my face was on fire. I was like, Yeah, no, it was crazy.
So you had to look for a bathroom and clean it off, I'm sure.
No, I just had to deal with it.
No?
It was a lifeboat drill. It's just like nowhere to go.
Are you kidding me?
No, there was nowhere to go.
So you're the one in the back with the red face. Hold on, where's my red filter?
Yeah.
That's purple.
No, it's going crazy.
There you go.
Okay.
I can't get the
tips
red one.
Green.
I'm green now.
You're green now. How about some tips for home quarantining?
Netflix and chill. That's the best thing to do.
Netflix and chill?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just stay home.
Absolutely. Just stay home.
No, I mean, on a serious note, I think that, you know, half the people are not working. All my friends are not working. And the other half are either, you know, working teleconference through phone. And the other half are just lazy bastards that don't work anyway. But what I think they should do is the government should say everyone stay home for like a week, like go out, shop, get all your food, get all your stuff, and stay home. And stay home and stay safe, you know, and let this thing subside for a while and you know, and then go out.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Stay home.
I mean, yeah, just stay home.
Home, people. Listen to your government. So we have another caller. How cool is this?
Oh, we do.
This is a little bit.
Hey.
What did you do? What was that?
We have another caller. We're celebrating.
Oh, okay. We have another caller. This time we're going, we were in San Francisco. Now we're going live to Puerto Rico.
Sorry, get my countries wrong.
Let's see. seems kind of loud.
Thank you for calling David's Pizza in San Juan, Puerto Rico.
What?
Our special orders include toilet paper,
wait, let me hear this.
Food, or fire guns for 1995. Coronavirus included.
Hi, welcome to San Juan, Puerto Rico, David's Pizza. How can I help you?
Oh my gosh, I love this. David, welcome to the Geek with Muscles podcast.
Finally.
How are you, my friend?
I can't believe that I have been, well, I'm a little bit, I don't know, I have been waiting for this invitation for around 5 years.
Wow.
Right on time, you know, now that I am on quarantine.
That you're on quarantine.
Yeah, yeah.
David, well, welcome
are
to...
Are you on quarantine or you're drinking a martini?
Yeah. Too much welcome.
Right?
Yeah. 5 years of welcome. Yeah.
Okay. So, David, tell us a little bit what it's like right now in Puerto Rico with COVID-19.
Well, yeah. You know, it's a little bit harder to explain, but maybe that we are talking in the Geek with Muscles, we're going to talk in geek terms.
Okay.
So this is kind of Resident Evil, you know, Resident Evil 1, combined with one of those cartoons of Boss Baby.
Okay.
And because our government, yes, the government here in Puerto Rico is acting like a baby.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah. And combined with Fuller House of Netflix.
Wow.
Yeah, yes. I think that probably the people who is going to have more income right now are the lawyers that are going to manage all the divorces, all the separations.
Yeah, don't forget the doctors in December, because they're going to have a lot of kids.
A lot of tickets.
Yes.
A lot of tickets of support of, please, I need some help. Oh, sir, how can I help you? I cannot tolerate anymore my wife. So, yeah.
Yeah.
And I think you highlight a very valid thing, is that when you're in lockdown or when you're home, or you're working from home, you're face to face with your family every single day, 24 hours a day, basically. You just have to run to the bathroom if you want to be alone, basically.
Hey.
Right?
Of course, those. They are a little bit more expensive, but yes, you got to deal with that.
Okay.
Another thing that is happening here a lot is that everybody is like quiet. I don't know if it's because they are really into this quarantine lifestyle or because then any sound can't escape from their paper toilet bunker, you know?
Oh my god.
That'll do it. That's why I always buy the 2-ply.
You know?
I don't buy the cheap one.
With a clean butt. Yes.
Oh my gosh. Oh my god. This show's going to hell right now.
Yeah.
Sorry, Michael. I can't hide this. Puerto Rican ass is going to be clean as hell, regardless if we're infested with coronavirus.
Yes. So, David, tell us about David. You were explaining. I actually had the pleasure of seeing you just 2 weeks ago. I think it was 2 weeks ago. We were in Puerto Rico together.
Puerto Rico started.
Yes. And it wasn't me.
David sounds familiar to me. Like, I know him.
I'm not sure, you know. I just saw you drinking some Corona beer, so.
Yeah.
You can have it.
Yeah, no. It's like, David, when you were telling me, you're not only dealing with Corona in Puerto Rico, which is bad enough, but you were also telling me you once got hit by a meteor, right? Is this true?
Oh, yeah. Man, let me tell you this. Here at Puerto Rico, we must capitalize, or we must record all of these experiences, because we can provide to the rest of the world our experiences. Because it's not enough just have to handle with the hurricane season. But we also have to handle the Trump's paper towel, you know?
Yes.
Sending. And we also have to handle earthquakes.
Earthquakes.
We
yes.
also have to handle tsunamis.
Tsunamis, earthquakes.
Now this coronavirus, and we also have a government shutdown. We kick out the last governor and the next
oh, that's
one,
right.
and now we try. Yes, the last one that we kicked out, he lasted just for some days. I cannot remember.
Wow! But so all that.
But it's not. That's not all, my friend.
Oh.
The there's more.
Thing, there's more.
It was just like crazy. You know, I have seen some those memes. Memes of,
yeah.
of Google or Facebook.
Yeah.
That's what we call it down here.
With Will Smith showing all over the world and saying, all this world, and you just have to screw Puerto Rico right now.
Mm.
Yes, because you're dealing with everything from earthquakes to hurricanes to meteorites to government shutdowns, government instability. I mean, so many different things. So Corona for you guys is just another drop in the bucket.
It's right. Like, hey, David. Is it Dave or David?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, actually, this is kind of freaking out the people. Yes.
He can't hear
serious.
Me, does he?
I know that it's right on me to talk serious, but the people are here sometimes feels like they. Sorry for the for this sound of an airplane going on, but you know people is just trying to leave the island like crazy, and sometimes and some people try to get into the island like crazy people. So it's kind of funny because you have to take care of not spreading the virus, and what you do it's completely the opposite. So
okay,
yeah,
right.
Now Trump is going down to Puerto Rico. I think next week.
Is he?
Yeah, he's gonna toss toilet papers.
Oops, we lost. Oh my God,
we lost him.
We lost him. You said, you know what the thing is? You said Trump, and then the call drops.
Yeah, the quality of the thing drops the immediately. Last, hold on, let me go get some paper.
The last time we tried to do this podcast,
we did the same thing.
Our internet got jacked. Like.
As
our
soon
internet
as we said
died
the word
for,
T.
Yes. Don't, from now on, we refer to him as T.
T.
So Puerto Rico basically is...
Our universe is doomed!
Yes.
Doomed! Well, at least he has some humor going on.
Yes.
You know, he's keeping himself busy.
We're gonna just give him a call.
We're going to try him again?
We're gonna just going to try one more time and see...
Yes, David's come back.
Yes, David.
There we go.
George had a question for you, David, before we let you go.
Of
go ahead,
course.
George.
Trump is going to go there in about, I think, like 2 weeks.
Hello, George.
Can
you
hear
him?
No, I can't hear him.
Oh, you can't hear George.
Oh, no, yes, that's yes, why yes. he was talking over me.
Yes,
that's
George,
why.
You're right. Yes, yes, completely, totally right. No, I cannot hear him. Hello.
Oh, that's so weird. Oh, that's interesting. I wonder why you
all
can't.
Right.
Okay. Well, he
Don't
was
worry about
George
it.
Was
it's
commenting that Trump is going to be there in 2 weeks.
He's, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, now we have to handle him again.
Yes, you have to do it again.
Yeah.
But yeah, so
hopefully,
anyway,
hopefully this time he's going to send paper towels too because there are no paper towels.
There's so now you guys need the paper towels.
You
see, guys you need
them.
You
should have saved it from last time.
Oh my God. Okay, well, David Fuentes, thank
you. He's going to send another thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, David, thank you so much for joining us on our podcast.
Thank you, David. Stay safe.
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
and
sir.
we'll
thank you very much.
And next time if we have you again, you'll be a return caller. That'd be awesome.
Right.
Okay.
I will, please.
There you go.
Dave, I know you can't hear me, but just for the show, you'll be a returning champion.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Okay, David, take care. It was great talking to you.
Great talking.
Thanks.
All right.
Okay, so that was David live from Puerto Rico. So, George, I think that just wraps up our show.
That's it, huh?
Yeah, I think so. I think we're pretty much wrapped up. This has been one of our... our longer shows, but certainly probably
it was informative. Very informative.
It was informative. Yes. There was a lot of things that people could learn.
Yeah, I like it. I like it.
Yeah. So, George, so we want to thank everybody for joining us today. We want to thank TJ from the Bay Area. We also want to thank David from
David
from Puerto Rico. And
TP.
And TP. And we also want to thank you, George, for joining us. And George, where can we find you?
You can find me at www.btns.tv.
TV. Everybody, thanks so much. And until next time on the Geek with Muscles podcast, stay safe, everybody. We're here. We're here. And if you have any show ideas, by the way, email us, because that would be cool. Bye, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Geek with Muscles podcast. Catch more of Mike on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and geekwithmuscles.com.
Yay! Okay.
Hey, there we go.